Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on alternatives to traditional backup. I'm Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Ian Locke, Service Director for Storage and Backup with Glasshouse Technologies UK. There are two questions in today's podcast. The first question is, what alternatives are there to a traditional backup regime? Over to you, Ian.
We'll focus here on the broader topics of replication, continuous data protection, the use of snapshots, and cloud-based backup. So replication means taking a complete copy of your data volumes to a second system, usually at a separate DR location. This means that you have a complete second copy of your data to use if the primary copy fails, and this replicated copy can also be used for other things like off-site backup or DR testing or load testing. And replication can happen in all sorts of different places. So it can happen at the storage array level, and that means where the replication is configured and managed by the controllers of the storage arrays themselves, and that generally works at the LUN level, or it can work at the appliance level, where the replication is configured and set up at the appliance level, and the appliance sits in between your host and your storage system and virtualizes your storage, and that brings benefits in that the make and model of the storage array at either end can be different, so you're not confined to using the same model at both ends. So the last place it can happen is at the host-server level. That gives you greater flexibility in allowing replication again between different types of storage at both ends. In that model, the software or the operating system controls the replication between two different servers at two different sites, and the replication's over IP links. So array-based replication gives good performance because it removes processing and networking load from the servers. And it's probably the simplest to set up because you just set up the replication in one place on your storage arrays. Appliance-based replication gives probably greater flexibility because, as I said just now, it allows you to have different makes and models of storage at either end. Host-based replication probably gives you the best chance of integration with your applications, and it's probably going to turn out to be the lowest cost option for you. So there are free tools available. So, for example, the rsync utility has been available in Unix for nearly 15 years now, and rsync allows you to do replication of files and directories between two servers at two different sites and control that at the individual server level.
Thanks, Ian. We've talked about replication there. What about some of the other alternatives to traditional backup?
But some of the other alternatives are continuous data protection, snapshots, and cloud-based backup as well. So continuous data protection is fundamentally a different model for backup, and that means capturing each I.O., which is written from a host, and storing it in a secondary repository. And this usually means using a filter driver that sits on the host, which captures each write that's written to your primary storage, and replicates it to a second area. So as each and every write is copied, recovery can be very granular, even down to an individual write level. And that's clearly a much better solution than the traditional once-a-day backup model, where your best recovery point was last night's backup, for example. The only thing to note, as a drawback, is that continuous data protection can consume large volumes of secondary storage capacity because it captures each and every write. And if performance is not to be compromised, the secondary storage system must be as performant as the primary. So the next one is talk about snapshots, which is using the functionality of the storage system or the appliance, or in some cases the host operating system itself, to take regular point-in-time copies of your data, which can be used to roll back to in the event of data corruption or deletion. And when we talk about snapshots, we generally mean capacity-free copies of data volumes, which are actually collections of pointers between new data that's been written and the original storage volume. So they're only capacity-free if no data changes on the original volume, which has been snapped. In reality, the amount of storage capacity consumed depends on the rate of data change on the original volume. So in the worst case, for example, where every single block of data on the original volume changes, your snapshot copy will end up being the same size as the original. So in reality, that's unlikely. In most normal cases, data change rates are relatively low, and snapshots provide a great method of quickly capturing a picture of your data volumes and how they look right now. It can be used to recover back to. The snapshots are normally scheduled to happen at regular intervals, perhaps every 4 or 6 hours, and are normally kept for a number of days. So this can be a great benefit in the event of data corruption, which isn't spotted immediately, because you can choose then exactly which point, which snapshot you want to use to recover back to. So the last one to mention is cloud-based backup, where data is sent from servers and workstations over the internet to a cloud provider. And a key benefit here is, of course, not having to worry about owning and managing your backup servers or disk or tape libraries and having to manage hundreds of backup tapes. And all the energy that normally goes into managing a backup solution goes away. The downside can be sometimes restore times. So single files can be quickly and easily recovered with a cloud-based solution, but when you need to recover very large data volumes over the internet, it can take a long time to get, for example.
Thanks, Ian. That's the end of the podcast.